Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It's great to have you with us. Just so that you know, our phone lines are open during our live presentation, and the number for you to call if you'd like to talk to me, if you'd like to talk to our guest, it's 347-237-5638, and I'm looking forward to, as our guest is, and speaking to many of you. My guest today is a medical intuitive. He's an energy healer, and he's a peak performance coach. We've had him on our program before with amazing success, and I'm happy to welcome back Joseph Petrosky. So hi, Joe.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate it.
This is great. We're glad that you're back here again. And let's, for those people that are just brand new to the show and they've not heard you before, share with them a little bit about what you do.
Well, in the late 90s, I was told by two very, very good doctors, after working with them for 6.5 years, that I had this unusual illness, and they sent me home to die. They knew that if they treated me further, that they may hasten my death because I was so ill. And so they sent me home to die, and I kept on trying everything that I could get my hands on. I tried anything, nutritionist, chiropractor, allopathic, naturopathic, you name it, I did it. And I was still getting sicker and sicker and sicker until I met this particular fellow that was a Shaolin master, and he was a 35th generation Shaolin. And when I went to him and his students, after the second one-hour appointment, I was off the oxygen. And after the third, I was completely healthy. And during that time, he had taken me aside, and he had said, you can do this work. And I thought he was nuts. But once I had gotten better from this condition, I said, okay, so what do you mean? And so I trained with him for 5.5 years. And after that point, he came and he told me, it's time for you to go teach what you are doing, because you are doing differently than I taught you. And that was 2001 is when I began the training, and 2006 is when he, you know, wished me well and sent me on my way. And so I've been doing the energy work since 2001, and it's great. We eliminate pain, illness, allergies, migraines, those kinds of things. We eliminate them, and it's very, very profound work. And then I use this work, the insight, the intuitive ability, to actually do the peak performance with athletes and with other people. And so it's been very, very amazing and fulfilling.
That is so awesome. So as an energy healer, can you literally see and pinpoint what's going on with people?
Yes, and, you know, the medical intuitive, there's a lot of ways to do it. Carolyn Mace is a very famous medical intuitive. And she'll actually come in and she'll tell you that it's like you have this wrong with your liver and you need to take this, you know, pill, or you need to have this surgery. I don't work that way. What it is I can actually see and feel the energy around the body and in the body. And as I pay attention to it, the body will actually tell me the person's life story if necessary. Sometimes when I work, it's simply as though I just feel the energy, kind of almost like feeling a breeze or feeling, you know, just a tingling sensation or something like that in your body. And as I pay attention, the illness, the allergies, that kind of things goes away. People that need surgeries don't need surgeries. And so I don't pinpoint the exact name of the diagnosis. I don't care about that. I just care about the symptoms. And we work to get rid of those symptoms, and we restore the range of motion completely, and we eliminate the pain. And so it's a very nice, wonderful work.
Well, we do have callers that are already calling in to speak to you. So should we start and take a call and see who's on the line? Let's do that.
Sure.
All right. We're going to take a call. Hi, it's Lori and Joseph. You're on the air. Who do we have on the phone?
I'm Lauren.
This is Lauren. And hi, Lauren. How are you today?
Great. Thank you. Hi, Lori. Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
Hey.
How are you doing?
What would you like to share tonight?
Well, I just want to say I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Thank you to Joe. I had actually two sessions with him. And what my problem was that for 5 years I was in so much pain with my hip that it was really, really debilitating to walk, to bend, to do very much movement. And since I've seen Joe, I have to say, I've been climbing up and down steps and walking.
Wow.
Wow is right. I cried for joy when I got up the top of the steps without any pain and so easy. And I really
thank you. Oh, my God. This is, like, really exciting.
I know.
Like,
every
thrilled.
Day it gets better and better.
Oh, man, you're laughing.
Well, I'm happy for you. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're laughing. So walk me through this. Is like the sauce. Like, how long was Joe? Like, how long did he work with you? How tell me a little bit.
I'd say probably about an hour and a half each time, and he was just so right on with everything, and he gave me a lot of like body work, and it was just I felt like Gumby. And I was like, it was just wonderful. It was wonderful. In fact, my husband and a friend of mine actually witnessed it, and they were just like in awe. You know, it was amazing. I have to say, it was amazing.
And you. You've had problems for a long time. You've had problems for a long time.
Yeah, 5 years.
Wow. And so just being with Joseph and having this work and, you know, an hour and a half twice and you're climbing the stairs. I mean, you just have to be beaming from ear to ear. This is, like, so cool.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Laura. It's been, like, my whole life has changed. And I'm just absolutely thrilled. And I really, you know, I think it's wonderful that you're sharing him and his story, and I think he really needs to be out there with many, many people.
And for the audience, Lauren, you have a background in body work yourself. So you've been a professional in dealing with the body. Can you share with our audience what you've done over the years?
Yes.
So they know that. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, for 21 years, I've been a deep tissue massage therapist and done Reiki. And because of my challenge with my body, with the hip and all, I really couldn't do any more body work. And so now I'm really thinking about getting back into it.
Oh, my goodness. That would completely change your life and your family's life if you're able to do the work that you couldn't do for so many years. That is amazing. Because you couldn't stand. You couldn't stand long enough to be able to work on the people, right, because of the pain.
Exactly. I mean, it was very upsetting to me and very debilitating. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that you called in, and I'm actually really excited that other people had that opportunity to witness it as well. Joe, aren't you teaching an upcoming class that pertains to your work? Can you talk about it?
Yes, it's this Saturday and Sunday in Stuart, Florida, and it begins at 9:30 on Saturday and 10 on Sunday. And I will be teaching the basics of this work, and the basics are very, very profound, because when we do this type of basic, what can happen by the end of the weekend is people will be able to notice the energy, and as they pay attention to it, they'll be able to work on themselves, they'll be able to work on their family members, friends, and if they really put their mind to it, they can work on clients, and they can actually eliminate things. I've had people help people eliminate smoking. I've had them where they've had migraine conditions and those go away. I've had people where, you know, they're told that if their knees don't get better, they're going to have knee surgery. And just like Lauren had talked, I mean, Lauren, I don't know if she's still on the line, but when she says that she had a hard time walking, she actually had to kind of waddle rather than walk because, you know, her hips were so dramatically affected. And
were they like locked, like kind of like locked and out of balance, or is that kind of the description of what it looked like?
It was like waddling.
Waddling. Okay.
I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really significant. I mean, it was something where, I mean, it literally, I don't know if it was you, Lauren, or if it was your friend, you know, that said that it was kind of like a penguin, where you just had to kind of rotate back and forth and put a swing into it so you could move forward, and which was so difficult for you. And what was necessary to do the body work, I'm a licensed massage professional as well, and we did the intuitive body work, and your girlfriend was a massage therapist as well, and so you're sitting there being a massage therapist, your friend's a massage therapist, and I'm doing this body work, and you guys are like, what is he doing? Because the way that I work on the body is completely different, but all of a sudden you had muscles that were so hypertonicity, which basically, Lori, hypertonicity means means that it is so, so tight. And I'll often work with athletes, and there's this one that's actually going to perform this weekend, and she thought she had great tone. And I said, you don't have tone because there's no strength in it. It was hypertonicity is where it's basically almost solid. And so we did that. We worked. And, you know, Lauren, when you would we had you do different things before you even got up, because you're like, oh, my God, my muscles are so weak because they had been overcompensating. And so it was neat. And, Lori, the class is going to be this week, and I'll teach it, and I love it. I actually just rewrote quite a bit of the curriculum, and because I've been teaching it for a while, and so I added some points, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be pretty profound.
I love the fact that people can get with you and they can actually experience it, and that they could see – you know, a result in such a short period of time, and then that's really encouraging. You know, people, I guess, in anything where you do something and you could see that result, it's like, well, I want to do more of this, or I want to continue on this pathway. And so, who knows, you know, what's going to happen from that class? Who's going to go on to, you know, put a lot of time into this and to want to practice something like this? So I'm so excited, and this is like the best news that ever happens is when, you know, you have a guest on and they've got a special gift, and then somebody experiences their gift and they can come back and share. So, Lauren, I am just wishing you and your family all of the best with your newly regained health. And, you know, keep us posted, would you? I hope you'll call in and you'll tell us, you know, how you're doing with your career and if you get back into it because of this. I can't wait to hear about that.
Oh, thank you, Lori, so much. I will definitely do that. And again, Joe, thank you ever, ever so much.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Sure,
awesome.
Thanks.
We'll talk
sure,
to
thanks.
You soon. All right. Thank you.
Yes,
good morning.
I'm going to listen to the
So we said hi to Lauren, and I'm really excited to get that testimonial. When we have been talking about the work that you're doing, and there's really a wide range of benefits across different areas of the type of work that you do. So let's
sure.
talk a little bit, now that we're talking about the physical aspect and you started to bring up the athletes, let's talk about the peak performance aspect of the energy healing. So can you explain a little bit how you are able to help people get to their, you know, get to the peak performance and how you've been able to demonstrate this in, you know, different areas of sports?
Sure. For starters, what it is, we all know that the hip bone's connected to the knee bone that's connected to the shin bone. We know the interrelatedness of that. And another way to liken it is for the mobile above the baby's bed, if you touch the moon, you know, the cow is going to move as well. And so that's how the body is completely related. And so when I work with somebody, whether they're an athlete and they're wanting to perform better or whether they're a CEO, that has some pain or something, what ends up happening is when we start to work on whatever the issue is, all aspects, absolutely all aspects of the person change and improve. Their life becomes so much easier, and I believe it's Michael Jordan, and he was talking about the fact that when the way that you know that an athlete is doing well is when they're performing with ease. And that's the thing that it is when I work with people, they had put all the effort into the gym. Carrie Marafino, she's actually was awarded the Athlete of the Month for this group that has well over 1,200 people. And Carrie Marafino, she's got her own blog. It's Marafino. Carrie Marafino, and she's going to be competing down in Deerfield Beach this weekend, and she's in this competition that's going on for 5 weeks long. And as we work to improve, it's been really neat to see her go. And, you know, the other aspects in her life are getting easier and more fun. And the 12 athletes that I worked with in Melbourne, they were the same thing. Their lives just became easier. They were college students and high school students, and everything in their life just got better. The CEOs that I've worked with, I had mentioned in the past working with that CEO down in Texas, And his wife could tell every single time that he worked with me, because he just became happier. The lovemaking got better. The joy got better. Every single thing in his life got better after we worked, you know, on his simple knee and back issues. And so it's wonderful to see it. And, you know, Dr. Oz says that this is the next frontier in medicine. And it really is. All of the schools are teaching, you know, an awareness of energy work right now, all the medical schools. And because at first they really poo-pooed it. They really poo-pooed it and everything. But now most hospitals, especially oncology units, have hands-on healing or healing touch in the hospital to help the oncology patients get better. So energy healing is real. It's very profound, and the work that I do is even, you know, a number of steps above the healing touch and hands-on healing. But they're all great in their own ways. They're very, very profound and very, very good. And so and it's nice. And the class you had asked about, I didn't give the email address. If they want to register for the class, it is Joseph@truefreedomu.com, joseph@truefreedomu.com. And there's still some openings, and it's going to be a blast.
I mean, I just can imagine your energy of working with you. And for those people who don't know, you know, in this area of peak performance, as we started to say, that it's also used for peak performance in business and for your life, as compared to just the peak performance for the physical endurance for the athletes or for eliminating, you know, pain or medical issues. And so I have basically, you know, kind of challenged Joseph to work, you know, work with me so that I could experience what's happening in being, you know, having peak performance in business. And what I can say so far is, as assertive as I am, I feel like I've gotten even more bold or more, you know, out there with my communication and being more clear. And I feel that things are happening, so I will keep you all posted. And I do know that, you know, Joseph tells me that, you know, he's been able to move and eliminate things or blockages that were there in my body for a long time. So I'll keep you posted. Do you have anything you want to say about that? We can talk about it.
Yeah, you know, and there's, you know, it's something that as a woman, you're in the business and unfortunately you're dealing, you know, mostly with men. And when you were in the corporate world, you actually had sexism used against you. You were one of the best performers, but you happened to have the drawback of the fact that you didn't have a dick. You know, and so since you didn't have a dick, they acted like dicks, you know, and, you know, and I get pretty blunt about it.
That hasn't been verified, folks. It's true, but it hasn't been verified. This is just, he hasn't seen anything.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
you better clarify. You haven't verified anything on down there. Exactly. This is a broadcast, so make it clear.
I have not checked, yeah.
This is remote work.
Okay, yeah. Well, and what ends up happening, though, is we go through these traumas, okay, and then you went through some financial traumas like everybody else did back in 2008 or, you know, whenever the heck it was.
Of course.
You know, yeah, everybody did. And so what ends up happening is you had the double fold of that, and you got smacked even more. Even though you were one of the top performers, you weren't seen as one of the most important because you were not a man. And so those kinds of things really hit, they really, really hit hard. And women sit there and they say, oh, I can handle it. I can't handle it. And it's just like, okay, you know, what would happen if they called you the N-word, you know, rather than if they called you a woman? If they called you the N-word.
Anything
and
negative,
you this,
right? They start
this,
attacking you.
Yeah.
People start attacking you. You know, that hurts.
Yeah, and so what ends up happening is that goes into the energy field, and we have energy centers, and they've been doing acupuncture on these for thousands of years on these energy centers, and these energy centers get affected by that type of thing. And luckily with us, we don't have to use the pins and the needles and everything. We don't have to do that. But as you were found, you know, as we started to pay attention and help some of these wounds go away, because it was pretty sad to, you know, see you lose all these other things and other people keep them. And as we paid attention to it, what ends up happening is your creative energy, your spiritual energy, your emotional energy, and your physical energy all started to kick back up. And so, yeah, you've had more energy to do it during the day because of the physical energy. You've had the spiritual connection and the spiritual direction. You've had the emotional freedom and the emotional desire, and you've had the mental clarity as well. So it's helped a lot. And there was a fellow that I worked with a number of years ago down in Hope Sound, very wealthy. He was making around, with bonuses, he was making around $2 million a year. And but he had been at it, and he had been working with the company for a long time. And he was thinking about taking a position that was new with this company, a different company, and his starting pay was going to be $200,000, $200,000 instead of bonuses.
10%, 10% of what he was making, right?
Exactly. And so you can imagine the 10% lifestyle. I mean, because they have this gorgeous house in Hope Sound. They have all these, you know, huge vacations and such like that. Their vacation budget was more than most people make in a year, you know. That's what their vacation budget was. And his wife was definitely afraid of him taking this position. But, you know, I worked with him.
No more Fifth Avenue for a couple of days, you know.
And so I am not going to make that kind of decision for somebody. And so what I did is I taught this fella how he could feel his own energy. I taught him how he could feel his own energy. And we did this, you know, over a period of time, and about 45 minutes or so. And I got him to the point where he could actually feel it. And we asked a variety of questions. You know, what's my favorite food? What's my favorite color? What's my favorite kind of boat? You know, what's my favorite kind of golf club? You know, all these different things that this guy had. And we, you know, even the things about, was his oldest child a girl? Was it a boy? You know, all these different things that were absolute facts. And so got to the point where he could feel his energy. He felt his energy 10 things out of 10 things. And he was really getting a hang of it. And I says, okay, great. And so now let's put this down. I says, and we went and we wrote it down. It is in my highest good to take the job with X company. And he put that down, and then he says, it is in my highest good to take the job with Y company. And then I said, so let's put another one in there and put something completely different in there to give you a mix. And so we put in, it's in my highest good to go fishing on, you know, Saturday or whatever. And so we put these on post-it notes, and we folded the post-it notes in on themselves, which I love. And we folded the post-it note in on itself and shook them up, tossed them on the table, and had them pick up one at a time. And he picked up one of them. And he's like, wow, he says, this feels really, really good. I says, okay, great. So he set that down on the coffee table.
Did he open it first, he was able to read it? He just picked it up and said it felt good or bad.
Exactly. And so then I had him pick up the next piece of paper, and he says, this one kind of feels, you know, there's just nothing. It just kind of almost feels boring. And I was like, okay. So I put that over on the other side of the table. He picked up the other one. He says, wow, he says, this one feels pretty good. And I says, okay, so let's open up this last one first. And so we opened the last one first, and the last one was going fishing on whatever day. And so I said, okay, now go over to the other one that felt good. And what is the other one that felt good? And I says, does it still feel good? And it still felt good. And I said, okay, now pick up the other one. And the other one still felt bad. Well, and so he ended up taking the $200,000 job, but after he did it, he surpassed his income significantly from the previous year because of all the bonuses, how he structured it. And at the third year, they started to ask if they could buy him out because they were paying him too much. But the way that they had structured the contract, he was making tons of money. And so he went on, you know, to make a number of millions of dollars. And finally, the fifth year, they were just like, come on, please let us buy you out. We could hire 10 people or more to do what you're doing.
Oh, my
please
good,
let us
goodness.
Buy you up. And so he did. He stayed there for, I think, another year or two. And but he absolutely loved it. And instead of making $2 million, he made, I think it was 3.1 the first year because of bonuses. But he took that company and he made his section of the company. They outperformed everybody else by about 500%. you know?
That's
and
so cool.
That's what knowing energy can help you with. And so if people want to take the class, again, it's joseph@truefreedomu. And they can, you know, email
me. I tell
me
you,
well
if they can,
about,
if, they, if they're
there
and they can take the class and fly in, that's great. If they can drive in, you know, here in South Florida, Stuart is north, for those people that are not familiar, it's north of West Palm Beach, north of Fort Lauderdale, and, you know, and it's definitely
coming,
south of Orlando.
Know.
So, but Stuart is amazing. You know, and for those people, if you want to work with Joseph, but you can't take this class, you know, I'm sure that you would consider doing, you know, special programs and special on sites and stuff if they're willing to pay the money. So basically get with Joseph and, you know, let him know that this is right up your alley. You want to work with him, whether it's one-on-one or, you know, as a special group. I think that's exciting. I think
yeah,
that's
when you mentioned
really
the,
exciting.
When you mentioned the special group, there was a company that their business was setting up sound systems for hotels and conferences and meetings and events and all that kind of stuff. And after 9/11, their company took a 90% hit because nobody was traveling. Nobody was traveling.
Right.
Nobody was paying. You know, nobody was paying for workshops. You know, all these kinds of things. And so their company just hit the skids in such a huge way. And it really put a lot of pressure on. And they actually hired me to come in and look at it and do team building and assessment. And that's what I did. Is I came in and I said, these people would work well together. This person should actually come over and do this type of work instead of the work that they're doing. And mm-hmm. so I went with the CEO and the HR person and the vice president around. And I gave them, you know, I told them everything that I thought. And they implemented the decisions, and they did fabulously well after that. It took them a while before they were back to that pre-9/11 status, but they came out of the tank quite quickly. So it is neat what you know. It's another tool. It's another tool that can help make life easier. And I call my work True Freedom U because it gives you that sense of freedom. It gives you that sense of ease. And that's
That's amazing. And if you haven't tuned into previous shows, we have actually had people call in. We had one of the guests called in, and they were in a physical condition that required surgery. And they had work with you, and then they didn't need the surgery. So that was amazing. Do you want to share that story real quickly?
Sure. Yeah, that was a fella, Dan, and he was a pilot, a commercial pilot and airline pilot. And they are ruled very, very strictly. And when he had injured himself and he went into the FAA doctor, because when they go in, when they have an injury, they have to be able to be certified to fly. And so he went in and they said, you know, you're off the line. You can't fly. You need to have surgery. And the guy says, you have a torn meniscus. And so that was the FAA doctor. And this fellow is just like, you know, okay, if I do this surgery, I'm going to be out of work for 6 months. And so he's like, you know, I can't, I don't want to be out of work for 6 months. And so he came to me because I had helped him with back problems a couple of years previously. And so he came to me, and at this time I had an office in St. Paul, and it was 17 steps up to come into this office, and he could barely walk up the steps. And when he left, he walked up, down the steps, he walked up the steps, and he walked down the steps. And he bent down, he did squats. He actually went back to the FAA doctor, and the doctor says, what are you doing here? And he says, well, he says, I think my knee's better. And the doctor just sat him down on the table, the exam table, and just started to shove his leg this way and shove his leg that way and turn it this way and turn it that way. And the doctor says, well, he says, I have no idea what you did, but he says, you no longer have a torn meniscus. And so he says, you can fly. And so he only
That's
missed 3 days of flying.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so amazing. Folks, it's the end of our program. If you're just tuning in, I've had the greatest opportunity to speak to medical intuitive energy healer and peak performance coach Joseph Petrosky, and you can find him at truefreedomu.com. He's got an upcoming course that's taking place and, of course, always ongoing things so that you get with him. And Joseph, I'm so excited that you came back with us again. We are definitely going to share this on all of the social media platforms, and I'm wishing you a great program with all of your upcoming students, and that we'll have you on the air again soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
And everybody, until we get together again, you know, be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Take care, folks.
You.